感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
再来一次吧。
Thank you, Lord.
每次我都是要用两次才行。
I have to say this one more time.
大家好。
Good morning.
我不知道今天初中生在我们中间。
I did not know the middle schoolers will be with us today.
我也没准备交通下面这个小故事。
I wasn't prepared to share this small story.
但我还是讲这个小故事。
But I will share it with you.
因为这个故事就是坐在中间的初中生里面的一个孩子。
And this story belongs to a middle schooler sits among you.
这个孩子有一天早上起来跟他妈妈讲了这三句话。
And this middle schooler
早上起来跟他妈妈讲了三句话。
Oh, sorry. He or she rose up in the morning as
he
rose up in the morning and spoke only three sentences to his mother.
他说我昨晚梦见主耶稣了。
And he said, "Mom, I had a dream. I have dreamed of the Lord Jesus."
主耶稣真好。
The Lord Jesus, he is truly good.
我很高兴。
I'm very happy.
那我听到这个妈妈跟我讲这个故事之后，我很羡慕这个孩子。
After I heard the story from the mother, I was very envious of this child.
因为这个孩子摸到一点同在了。
Because he has captured, he had the reality of the Lord's presence.
但这个孩子跟我们在座的每一个人，不管年龄多少，都一样。
But he, just like every one of us, he's the same.
我们还有许多可以学习的。
There are many things we need to learn.
像诗歌所唱的，我们还可以跟他更近，更近。
Just like the hymn has spoken, we need to be nearer and nearer to the Lord.
所以感谢神给我们又有一次机会在他的话语里面有交通。
I thank the Lord that he will fellowship, the Lord wants to capture us again through his word.
今天朱弟兄跟我的负担是一起在祷告上面有一些学习。
Brother Caleb and I have the same burden, which is to... the lesson on prayer.
那我的内容会讲到祷告是天国的钥匙。
But my burden today is prayer is the key to the kingdom of heaven.
所以下面我们先来读一段的圣经。
We will read a scripture together.
这一段是在马太福音十六章。
This is in Matthew chapter 16.
我们分段来读。
We will read verse by verse.
先来读十五节到十七节。
We will read first 15, verse 15 to 17.
是马太福音的十六章十五到十七节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 17.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
Matthew 16, verse 15.He said to them, "This is Jesus. But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
这一段讲到的是关于基督的启示。
This is it speaks of the revelation of Christ.
那我们再读下面一节十八节。
We'll read the next verse, 18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Jesus also said this, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it."
这是关于教会的启示。
And this is a revelation concerning the church.
再读下面一节。
We'll read 19.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
这是直接关于祷告的启示。
And this is a revelation for prayer.
下面我们读二十节到二十四节。
We'll read 20 to verse 24.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Verse 20, then Jesus warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up upon the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke Jesus, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he returned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这一段是关于十字架的启示。
And this is a revelation concerning the cross.
那我们再读一节是28节。
We'll now skip to verse 28.
我实在告诉你们,站在这里的,有人在 每一场死位以前必看见人子降临在他的国里。Verse
28, Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
这是关于国度,还有关于圣灵的启示。And
this is a revelation concerning the kingdom and his Holy Spirit.
好,让我们有一个祷告。Let's
pray together.
主,我们感谢你,因为我们属你。Lord,
we thank you because we belong to you.
主啊,今天我们在这里,现在同心合意地向你来求。
And Lord, with one heart and one plea we have before you.
就是像当初那个门徒,向主耶稣所求的。
Just like the disciples have pleaded with you.
主啊,求你教我们怎样祷告。
Lord, please teach us how to pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好,讲到祷告这个题目,我自己是非常的受苦。
Sharing the lessons on prayer, I have to say I suffer much from it.
因为祷告对很多人,甚至信主很长年日的人来讲都是一个奥秘。
Even for saints who have believed in the Lord for many years, it's such a mystery.
我们需要来学习祷告。
We need to learn how to pray.
而且我在这里只能说,我不是今天交通的,我都学到了。
I cannot say I have mastered what I'm about to share.
祷告这件事其实对我们来讲难道不是很熟悉的吗?
Isn't prayer so familiar to us?
而且我们甚至天天祷告。
And we pray every day.
很多人时时都在祷告。
And some people pray every moment.
但是其实我们甚至连根基的几个问题都不太了解。
But sometimes we don't even know the very basics.
比如我现在问大家, 什么是祷告?
But I'm about to ask you, so what is prayer?
那第二个问题,
Second question.
为什么要祷告?
Why do we even pray?
第三个问题,
Third question.
怎么样让祷告蒙垂听?
And how can we pray so the Lord listens?
所以如果我们诚实的话, 我们必须要说, 对祷告我们是很陌生的。
If we're honest with ourselves, we need to recognize that we do not know how to pray.
在这个世上有很多书籍, 已经写出来要教导, 来帮助我们怎样祷告。
And there are many books written to help us how to pray.
但今天我们试着从主耶稣跟门徒的一段对话来看, 关于祷告的学习。
But we will learn how to pray through this conversation the Lord Jesus had with his disciples.
这些都是最根基关于祷告的,
And these are the uttermost basic things about prayer.
就是刚才我们所读到的, 马太福音第16章。
And this is from what we just have read from Matthew 16.
在这五个启示里面我们来看,
From the five revelations, just in the short passage, we will see.
第一段是在15节到第17节。
The first revelation is verse 15 to 17.
这是关于基督的启示。
This is a revelation concerning Christ.
当在这个地上有一个人认识到主耶稣他是主的时候,
When a person on this earth recognizes that Jesus is the Lord.
因为基督代表的就是主。
Because Christ, he is Lord.
当有人知道他是神的儿子的时候,
When someone knows and sees that Christ is the Son of God,
他就可以来学习祷告的根基是什么。
And he will be able to learn the basics of prayer.
因为我们的祷告在最后都要讲奉主耶稣基督的名。
Because when we pray, we always end up saying, in Jesus' name.
而且主耶稣在约翰福音14章到16章短短的两章里面,
From Matthew 14 to 16, just very short chapters.
主耶稣有六次提到说, 你们要奉我的名祷告。
And the Lord Jesus said many times to his disciples, you need to pray in my name.
如果没有这个学习的话,
If you do not have this lesson,
我们只不过是在口上讲奉主耶稣基督的名
then we only utter these words in our mouth.
我们并不承认他真的是基督
but not recognizing that truly he is Christ.
我们不觉得他是在这个世上掌权的
and he is not the ruler of this world.
而且我们不会像神的儿子一样来祷告
and we will not be able to pray as Christ had prayed.
真正的祷告是儿子的祷告
because the true prayer is a prayer of a son.
好，那我们再看下面是教会的启示。
And we will see the next revelation, which is concerning the church.
基督是头
，Christ is the head.
所以当基督的启示讲完，马上讲到就是教会的启示。
And then right after the revelation of Christ, the next revelation is the church.
教会是基督的身体
，because church is the body of Christ.
在旧约里面提到这件事，神用一句话来代表，就是神的殿。
In the Old Testament, we see that.The Lord used the temple to illustrate his body.
在哥林多前书三章十六节那里面讲到
In 1 Corinthians, we see
在新约里面提到这件事
This is mentioned in New Testament.
岂不知你们是神的殿神的灵神的灵住在你们里头吗
1 Corinthians 3:16 Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
所以教会就是神的殿
So we know that the church is the temple of God.
而在旧约我们也看到神称他的殿有一个形容词
And there's an adverb to describe the Lord's temple.
前几个周有弟兄跟我们分享过他的殿必称为万民祷告的殿
For his temple shall be called the prayer of many, all nations.
神的家是万民祷告的家
And the house of prayer is for all the people.
在这里我们应该很惊奇
We should be very surprised here.
因为神提到他的殿没有用其他的形容
Because the Lord did not use any other words to describe his temple.
在圣殿里面有许多的物件有许多的服饰
There are many services and many objects in the temple.
但神并没有说我的殿是罪得赦免的殿
The Lord did not say my temple is a temple of forgiveness.
或者说是你得洁净的殿
It's not a temple of a cleansing.
或者是传讲信息的殿
It's not a temple of giving messages.
甚至不是说这是金灯台是荣耀见证的殿
And the Lord even say this temple is a temple of light, salt and light of this world.
这些都是重要的服事
These are very important services.
都是重要的内容
And they are very important topics.
但神专门讲我的殿是万民祷告的殿
But the Lord said, my temple is a temple, a house of all prayer for a house of prayer for all people.
所以代表祷告的服事的物件就是金香坛
And we know the only object that's tied to prayer in the temple is the golden altar of incense for prayer.
照神的启示，在神的约柜面前最靠近他的物件就是金香坛
And the vessel that's closest to the ark is actually the incense altar.Of prayer,
是对着约柜来摆的
，and is right next against the ark.
所以当主耶稣到地上来看到地上圣殿的时候
，so when the Lord he came, he saw the temple.
这里面没有祷告的实际
，and there's no one praying. There's no reality of prayer in the temple.
然后耶稣就用他的身体的动作来洁净这个圣殿
，and the Lord even used his own actions to cleanse the temple.
他心里焦急，如同火烧一样
，because we know the Bible said, the Lord was consumed with zeal in his heart.
我不知道大家有没有这样的感觉
，I don't know if you have this feeling in your heart.
主耶稣在地上许多的服事，一句话就可以把这件事解决。
We know many things the Lord has done is just through one word.
风浪平静，马上平静。
He said to the wind and the waves, be still, and they were still.
起来行走，马上行走。
And the Lord said to the cripple that take your mat and walk, and he immediately got up.
那有的时候可能需要拉一下。
Sometimes
把一个女孩子从死里拉出来。
And when he raised a little girl, he just did a little action. He pulled her up, very small action there.
但是主耶稣洁净圣殿的时候
，But when he cleansed the temple,
他用了他身体一切的力量。
He used his most strength, all his strength in his body.
他要掀翻那些兑换银钱人的桌子。
He flipped over the table that was used for money exchange.
赶出那些牛羊。
And he drove out all the oxen.
他整个身体是铺在这么一个洁净的上面。
And he used all his might with his body to cleanse this temple.
所以我们要了解在祷告上有学习的话。
So we need to know if we want to learn how to pray.
我们需要到教会跟大家有团体的祷告。
We need to know that we need to pray together as a body.
因为教会这个殿如果没有祷告的话，在主耶稣来看，他说这是个贼窝。
Because we know if the church does not pray, we will just be a den of thieves.
如果没有祷告的话
，If we do not pray,
这个地上的圣殿。
The temple on this earth
要被拆的，没有一块石头留在另外一块石头上面。
Will be destroyed and no stone will be upon another stone.
如果一个聚会里面没有祷告的话
，If there is no prayer in the gathering,
这是个贼窝，不是一个聚会。
And this is a den of thieves, and it's not a gathering.
而且祷告在主耶稣的启示里面有阴间的权柄，有阴间的门要与他作对。
We know that there's the power of the enemy, the gates of Hades is against the church.
所以教会是应该在一个征战里面。
So the church is in a battle, in a warfare.
应该在一个祷告的征战里面。
And we know this battle is done in prayer.
所以在这个最离神最接近的、最接近神心意的服事里面，撒旦的攻击也是最厉害的。
And the closest service ministry to the Lord is actually the most attacked is prayer.
他是用死亡、用阴间的门来跟你作对。
And Satan uses his most powerful weapons, using the power of Hades against prayer.
所以我们祷告聚会的人数是最少的。
And so we know that we can see the people who come to pray is the least amount of people.
很多服事大家都愿意参与。
Many people, there are many services many people want to join.
但是祷告聚会
But when it comes to prayer,
那是最后的安排。
It's the least attended meeting.
好，我们下面再往下看。
We'll look at the next section.
第三个启示是十六节，十六节，十九节。
We will see that the next section will be verse 19.
这也是今天我所讲到的题目。
And this is what I will share today.
祷告是天国的钥匙。
Prayer is the key to the kingdom of heaven.
在这一节的启示里面。
We know that this is a revelation.
In this one word.
In this one word.
他讲到什么是祷告。
Jesus told us what is prayer.
祷告的内容是什么。
What is the content of prayer?
或者说如果我们今天的祷告不是天国钥匙的祷告，那就不是真正的祷告。
So if we pray today and it's not the key prayer, then it's not a prayer.
我们有许多的祈求。
We have many supplications.
有许多的时间花在祷告上面。
And we spend much time in prayer.
但是我再说。
But I have to say to you.
如果不是天国钥匙的祷告，那还不是真正的祷告。
If it's not a prayer with the key, then it's not a prayer.
那我们现在来看看，这个天国的钥匙首先讲到钥匙。
So let's take a look. The first thing the Lord mentioned is the key.
在教会的启示之后，教会是有个托付的。
After the revelation concerning the church, the Lord has the bestowment upon us.
就是教会要有祷告。
Is that the bestowment's prayer?
而且神已经把权柄赐给教会来祷告。
And the Lord given us the authority to pray.
如果我车有一个钥匙的话
if my car has a key,
如果我把我的钥匙给我女儿
if I give my key to my daughter,
她可以开着这个车到哪里去都可以。
And she will have the freedom to drive wherever she wants to.
所以我跟我妻子两个人经常会看看我们女儿现在在哪儿。
My wife and I always are curious and trying to check out where my daughter is.
感谢现在的这个信息时代哈。
We thank you for this age of technology.
但是你真要把钥匙给一个人的话，这个人就对他所管理的有一个权柄。
So we know if we truly give a key to someone, they gain the access and authority to whatever this key has.
好，那我们现在来讲天国。
So let's look at the kingdom of heaven.
我们要学习祷告。
We need to learn to pray.
必须要了解天国。
So we need to know what is the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们认识天国
，If we know what the kingdom is,
那我们就认识祷告。
Then we will know how to pray.
祷告的内容是在地上捆绑，也在地上释放，如同在天上一样。
Because we know if we loose on earth or bind on earth, we know it will be done in heaven.
所以简单的讲，祷告的内容就是让地上与天上是一致的。
So to simplify this, just to unify what on earth and in heaven.
或者是说把天带到这个地上来。
Or to bring heaven to earth.
那天国的概念是什么？
So what is this concept of heaven?
最基本的是天国是神掌权的地方。
And the kingdom of heaven is where the Lord reigns.
那为什么称为天国呢？
Why do we say it's the kingdom of heaven?
没有称为帝国。
It's not kingdom of the earth.
因为现在神掌权的地方还没有完全在地上完成。
And the reason is because the Lord are only reigning in heaven and not on the earth yet because the enemy is here.
照着圣经的启示,
we know that through the revelation we see in the Bible,
天上已经洁净了。
We know that the heaven is already belongs to the Lord.
撒旦在天上没有任何的地位。
Satan was driven out from the air.
那是天上神掌权完全掌权的地方。
The Lord has full authority there.
但是撒旦被甩到地上。
But Satan is, has been cast out to the earth.
现在在地和属于地的天空,
we know the air and the air of the earth is,
还是握在这个恶者的手下。
It belongs to Satan.
所以我们的祷告经常讲天上的父。
So that's why we always say our Father in heaven.
为什么呢?
Why do we say that?
为什么不是说天地的父?
Why do we not say Father of heaven and earth?
因为天国讲到是神还没有完成的工作。
Because we know, we say Father of heaven because we know the earth is not completed yet.
神的愿望是让地上跟天上一样，他的，他的主权可以在地上也被彰显。
For our Father's desire is that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
今天我们看看地上一切的问题。
And we see all the problems that we have in this world.
或者是在孩子们在学业上面。
No matter if it's your child or children's studies.
或者是我们大人在工作上面。
Or in our workplace.
或者我们在家庭里面。
Or even in our own families.
甚至这个社会。
Even the society.
我们现在有个新总统。
We have a new president.
所有一切的问题都跟天国没有在地上有关。
We know that all the problems you see has to do with the heaven is not ruling on this earth.
如果天国在一个家里面,
if we know if the kingdom of heaven is in a family,
夫妻不会有问题,
we know that there will be no problems between husband and wife.
所以当我们有的时候甚至为健康祷告的时候,
sometimes even when we pray for our health,
我们需要知道这个跟天国有关系,
this has everything to do with the kingdom of heaven.
有的时候我自己脚受伤的时候,
when I have a foot injury,
自己还有别人也为我祷告让我的脚受伤可以恢复。
Many people prayed for me that I might have full recovery.
有没有人想到这件事跟天国有关系?
But do you ever pray in a sense where my foot injury has everything to do with heaven?
为什么我会受伤?
Why did I get injured?
为什么今天这个问题临到我?
Why did this disaster come upon me?
我妻子可能知道我不顺服的时候经常是容易受伤的时候。
My wife knows me the best.I get injured the most when I am disobedient.
所以我再说，大事小事都跟天国有关。
We know big matters and small ones, they all have to do with the kingdom of heaven.
神什么时候在地上掌权？
When the Lord His will is done upon this earth.
在那个地方就是天国。
And there He reigns. There is the kingdom of heaven.
也是人一切问题的解答。
And that's the answer to all of our questions.
这是我们应该有的祷告。
And this should be a prayer we all have.
每一个祷告都应该是为着天国来祷告。
So we know that every prayer is for the kingdom of heaven.
所以昨天我们有两个年轻人跟我们讲见证。
There are two young people that shared with us.
讲他们怎么样相遇相爱。
This couple, they shared how they met and fell in love and all the good stuff.
我这个领胎其实今天我不想戴这个领胎了。
Actually, I didn't want to wear my tie today.
但是因为昨天参加那个，我拿的时候就把昨天的那个就因为摆在外面，我就又拿随手拿起来就戴了这个领胎。
So I wore the same tie because I placed it on the outermost of my closet, so I just grabbed it.
那是一个很喜乐的一件事。
It was a very joyous occasion.
他们讲到他们的祷告。
And this couple shared their prayer.
他们怎么样来让神为他们安排他的配偶
？And they have prayed before the Lord to ask the Lord how can the Lord prepare their mate.
在这件事上，他们的祷告如果没有照天国的原则的话，照着自己喜好
，If they prayed according to their own will and not of the Lord,
天国要受亏损。
We know that there will be a suffer.
因为地上很可能要少一个爱主的家庭。
Because we know there will be one family less that loves the Lord.
所以他们让父母替他们祷告。
So they asked the parents to pray for them.
让他们的祖父母替他们祷告。
They asked the grandparents to pray for them.
难道他们父母的祷告、祖父母的祷告是让他找一个让我的孙子找一个漂亮的孙媳妇吗？还是其他？
You know, if my parents only if not my if their parents
your parents too
my parents too if their parents only prayed that.And grandparents only pray that for the son to marry a very beautiful wife or others.
那不是天国 天国钥匙的祷告。
But that prayer will not be a prayer concerning the key to the kingdom of heaven.
好，那我们现在看下面。
Let's look at below again.
如果这些都跟我们息息相关的话。
If all these are so closely related to us,
我们也懂了哦，祷告的内容是这样。
And then we understand. Oh, so the content of prayer is this.
是不是我们已经懂了祷告呢
？So do we know now how to pray?
真正的学习是从这一节才开始。
No, actually, the lesson starts now.
对不起，是对，从二十节开始到二十六节。
From verse 20 to 26.
我们只读到二十到二十四节。
We only read 20 to 24.
但这里面讲到是十字架的启示。
But this, the next thing is the revelation of the cross.
当我们了解神心意，开始祷告之后
，When we know the heart of our Lord and start to pray,
一定要学习。十字架的功课
And we must learn the lesson of the cross.
所以对不起，今天我要把这五个启示放在一起。为了省时间，本来我讲三个就可以。
I'm sorry, I have to place all these five revelations in today's message. Originally, I only want to do three.
因为他们没有一个要缺少另外一个可以再独立存在。
And there's no these five revelations. They all need to be together.
那我们要了解这个，一定要回到祷告这件事，回到主耶稣在客西马园的祷告。
When we see this matter, we need to come back to the prayer that was done in Gethsemane by the Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣跟门徒讲，我要在十字架上受死。
And the Lord said to his disciples, I must suffer many things.
这就是他在客西马园祷告的时候要面对的。
And this is the challenge the Lord faced in Gethsemane.
马上就有撒旦来阻挡这件事情。
And the first thing we see is that Satan is trying to oppose it.
在我们读到的故事里面，撒旦就是彼得来代表。
We know that Satan is manifested through Peter here.
因为撒旦是体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
Because Satan does not care about God's will, but only for men.
所以当主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus prayed in Gethsemane,
黑暗的权势来了。
We see the full power of the kingdom of darkness.
所有这个黑暗世界的压力都在他身上。
And we see the full power of darkness was unleashed upon the Lord Jesus.
就像彼得一样。
And we see Peter here.
你为你自己着想啊。
For Peter, we see that you got to think about yourself.
所以撒旦是很体贴人心思的。
So you know, Satan is really want to get to know get the man's will to be done.
有的时候我们为工作祷告
So sometimes when we pray for our jobs,
为孩子祷告
we pray for our children.
我们的祷告是在这个撒旦的祷告里面
But many times we actually pray the prayer of Satan.
我们是为着自己的意思祷告
We pray according to our own desires, our own will.
这件事我们一定要学习
So we must learn this lesson.
主耶稣他学习了
The Lord Jesus, he learned this lesson.
而且在学习的时候他也认识到人的软弱
And when the Lord Jesus, he was learning this lesson on the earth, he knew the weakness that we have.
感谢主，今天早上擘饼的最后的时候，弟兄跟我们结束的时候交通到这一点。
We thank the Lord, our brother Dale has shared with us to encourage us at the end.
但我还是读一读这几个章节。
But I want to read this couple of verses for you.
也是 Dale 弟兄提到的。
Our brother Dale has mentioned it.
是在希伯来书第五章第七到第九节。
It's in a book of Hebrews chapter 5.
第七节到第九节
verse 7 to verse 9
基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主就因他的虔诚蒙了应允他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺从他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源
Hebrews 5 verse 7 In the days of his fleshHe offered up both prayers and supplication with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
你要知道什么是蒙应允的祷告吗?
And you need to know what kind of prayer can be heard.
就是这里面讲到的祷告。
And this is the prayer mentioned here.
就是主耶稣他在客西马尼园的祷告。
This is the prayer that was made by the Lord Jesus in Gethsemane.
在客西马尼园他是在肉体的时候。
We know that in Gethsemane, the Lord, he's in his fleshly form, bodily form.
主耶稣他跟我们都一样。
He's the same as us.
他是人。
He's a human being.
他是作为一个人在那里祷告。
He was praying as a human being.
他也在那里哀哭。
And he was crying out.
他在那里痛苦。
And he was suffering.
他也在那里恳求。
And he was pleading with God.
能不能不让我来喝这个苦杯？
Father, can you let this cup pass away from me?
但是最后蒙的应允，神没有免他的死。
But we know the Lord did not let this bitter cup pass away from him.
一个被垂听的祷告是照神的意思，不照我的意思。
Because a true prayer is to the will of God and not to my own will.
而且因为主耶稣他在肉体里面，所以他知道人的软弱。
Because the Lord prayed this prayer when he was in his humanly form, he knew the weaknesses that we have.
如果我们在祷告里面不学习这件事的话，
If we do not learn how to pray according to God's will,
我们会像那个法利赛人一样到神面前祷告。
We will just pray like the Pharisees.
我的知识丰富。
I have much knowledge.
我比这个旁边的人要公义的多。
I'm more righteous than the person next to me.
你的律法我都遵守了。
And I have obeyed all the laws.
这个是法利赛人的祷告。
And this is a prayer of a Pharisee.
在神面前不可能有垂听。
And the Lord will not listen to it.
而且呢，他这个人不会悔改。
And this person will not repent.
所以在自己里面不了解自己的话，我们不会有悔改的祷告。
And if we do not know our true selves, we will not repent before the Lord.
而且我们不能体谅其他人的软弱。
And we will not be able to sympathize with other people's weakness.
主耶稣今天在天上能够为我们代求。
We know the Lord can intercede for us in his throne.
因为他了解我们。
Because he knows us.
如果你要为一个人代祷的时候，
If you intercede for someone,
你要知道他面对的情形，你要了解他的软弱。
You have to know and experience what they're going through.
感谢神，这个是我们在软弱上的学习。
We know we need to learn even in our weaknesses.
但是当我们因着苦难学会顺从之后，
But when we learn through suffering,
这是一条路。
This becomes a path for us.
所以既然他在这上面得以完全，
We know that the Lord was made perfect.
凡顺从他的人也是成了也有了这个得救的泉源。
And this is our hope that he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
所以主耶稣他没有越过每一步十字架的路。
The Lord did not bypass any segments of the road to the cross.
现在很多人纪念他到耶路撒冷也走那一条路。
Many people visited Israel saw the path he took.
那是一个非常艰难的路。
It's a path of much suffering.
但是如果我们愿意学习祷告的话，
But if we want to learn how to pray,
我们愿意跟从的话，
If we want to follow Lord,
舍己，
We need to deny ourselves.
背起自己的十字架跟从他。
And we need to carry our cross daily and follow him.
Gloria, 你在西雅图放弃他。
Or else, in Seattle, you might have to give him up.
你要到休斯顿来。
for you to come to Houston.
感谢神，这个是我们从主耶稣学到的祷告。
And we know this is a prayer we need to learn.
那下面最后一个启示是讲到国度跟圣灵的启示。
The next revelation it concerning the kingdom and the Holy Spirit.
如果我们在这样学习之后，
If we learn all the things from above,
国度会临到我们。
We know the kingdom of heaven will be given to us.
天国的钥匙要赐给谁呢？
So who does the Lord give his key to?
一定要赐给顺从的人。
The only person who can receive such key is people who are obedient.
那我提到这个是圣灵的启示，为什么这么讲呢？
And this is a revelation of the Holy Spirit. How can I say this?
因为这些门徒，主耶稣说，未尝死位之前就要看到他的国降临。
Because the Lord said, many of you who sits among here will not taste death, but you will see the kingdom of heaven.
彼得跟许多其他的使徒，他们在五旬节亲眼看到神的国降临。
And we know that Peter and the 120 saw the kingdom of heaven. Fell in that room.
当圣灵浇灌下来，教会建立的时候，就代表主耶稣已经在天上，他真的得了所有的权柄。
We know that during the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell, we know the kingdom of heaven, the Lord Jesus have ascended, and the kingdom of heaven is already established.
所以我们看到，其实国度是交付给圣灵。
Actually, the key is given to the Holy Spirit.
我们读使徒行传，读懂圣经的人都说这是圣灵行传，是不是？
We know that the book of Acts, for many who read it before, if you read it many times, you will know that it's actually the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到彼得的改变。
We see the change of Peter.
在祷告里面，他与使徒一起第一次传福音，就有三千人得救。
We know when Peter in the book of Acts, when he was praying with the saints, after the prayer, the first sermon he
Amen.
delivered, he saved the Lord saved 3,000 people.
这是天国的门打开。
This is the window of kingdom heaven was opened.
而且在祷告之后都看到这个天上的异象。
And we know that when the kingdom of heaven was revealed, there's a vision.
哥尼流全家得救。
Cornelius and his whole family were saved.
福音传给万邦，这又是开了一个天国的门。
And the gospel was shared to the Gentiles. This is another revelation.
而且他们在祷告里面关了这些让这些腐败，让这些以利混乱神的道，让这些所有的不义关在神的天国的门外。
We know that all unrighteousness were shut out at the gate outside the kingdom of heaven.
所以感谢主，彼得是一个握着天国。钥匙的
We thank the Lord, Peter. He has learned through much, and he finally learned how to have the key of the kingdom of heaven.
我们最后看看他所讲的两句话。
And we will see what Peter said at the last point.
这是国度的启示，也是圣灵的启示。
And this is the revelation of the kingdom and the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要得着能力，要读这两句话。
If we want to have the power, we need to know how to. We need to know these two verses.
在使徒行传的五章二十九节。
It's in the book of Acts, chapter 5, chapter, verse 29.
五章二十九节
Chapter 5, verse 29 of Acts.
彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
Peter said in this verse, But Peter and the apostle answered, We must obey God rather than men.
感谢主，彼得学习了祷告。
Peter learned how to learn prayer.
他从一个阻挡神的人变成一个顺从神的人。
He was saved from someone who opposes the Lord's will to someone who is obeying the Lord's will.
而且面对外面的逼迫，他一点都没有丧胆。
And even though many oppositions have arose against him,
这是圣灵的工作。
He was not afraid because we know this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是还有一句话是在五章三十二节。
Skip to chapter. Same chapter, verse 32.
我们为这事做见证。神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
This is a key verse, and we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
愿意我们借着这一点交通，
by my little sharing,
我们来答应神的呼召。
May we obey His calling.
我们学习怎么样奉主的名来祷告。
And learn how to.Pray in His name.
我们与圣徒一起在神的家里面来祷告。
That we might pray with all saints in His house.
而且我们来行使神给我们的权柄。
And to exercise authority the Lord has given us.
在地上捆绑，也在地上释放。
We bind and loose on this earth.
也愿我们走十字架的路。
May we walk the way of the cross.
改变我们自己。
And that we might be changed.
让我们的工作家庭都是为着国度。
That our jobs or families offer the kingdom of God.
在圣灵里面，我们持续的祷告。
And we need to continue to pray in the Holy Spirit.
所以，我们不要越过每一步。
We cannot bypass any lessons of prayer.
每一步都不要越过。
We cannot bypass any path.
那最后有一句话，我来讲一下。
I have a closing word.
是我在一个书店看到的。
I have read this in a bookstore.
那里面讲就是说，一个跪在地上的人怎么会跌倒呢？
And this is a phrase saying, if I'm already kneeling, how can I stumble?
Yeah. 所以希望我们都来祷告。
May we learn how to pray.
Solomon says, Brother Caleb is going to share. I'm Brother Chu. Caleb is the chip from the block.
Sorry.
That's okay. Chip is part of the block. Brother Haibing just shared about the importance of prayer. And the prayer is the key of the heavenly kingdom. Of course, he used our Lord Jesus and Peter as an example. Now I would like to use Daniel in the Old Testament as an example for us. To learn the lesson about how to be a greatly beloved man. If you want to write the topic, how to be a greatly beloved man. To live a life of reading the Bible and praying.
过着读经祷告的生活。
So let us turn our Bible to Book of Daniel, Chapter 1.
让我们把圣经翻到但以理书第一章。
Verse 8 and 9.
但以理书第一章第八节第九节。
But Daniel, oh, I'll wait for you to find a place. Okay, or you can listen to me. Daniel 1, 8, and 9. Okay, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
但以理书第一章第八节第九节，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己，神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。So
let's pay attention to the word purpose in his heart.
让我们注意这词立志。Not
defile himself.
不玷污自己。
And verse 9, God had brought Daniel into the favor.
而第九节, 神使但以理蒙恩惠受怜悯。
And then, Book of Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第九章,
verse 1 to 3.
第一节到第三节。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. In the first year of Darius, and here said the first year he reigned. I don't know if it was January the 20th or not, but here is the king just inaugurated.
这是亚哈水鲁王的，是大流士他做王的第一年。我不知道是不是一月，但是这是第一年。
But you know, here's the new king.
因为他是新的王。
But here he said the 70 years. The desolation of Jerusalem will be completed.
这里说耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。
And the first year of Darius of the Medes, that means that was just after the falling of Babylon, Babylonian kingdom.
大流士作王的第一年就是巴比伦帝国沦陷的那一年。
And verse 3, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
第三节, 我便禁食, 披麻蒙灰, 定义向主神, 祈祷恳求。
And here he mentioned a word from Jeremiah the prophet.
这里他讲到耶利米书。
So let's turn our Bible to Jeremiah 29.
让我们, 把圣经翻到耶利米书29章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place.
耶利米书二十九章第十节，耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典，使你们仍回此地。
And one more verse, chapter 25 of Jeremiah, verse 12.
还有一节是耶利米书二十五章第十二节。
Then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of Chaldeans, for their iniquities, says the Lord. And I will make a perpetual desolation.
耶利米书二十五章十二节，七十年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽，使那地永远荒凉。这是耶和华说的。
Okay, let us look up to the Lord for help.
让我们仰望主的帮助。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us this opportunity to read and share your word.
亲爱的主，感谢你给我们这样的机会，让我们能读，而且来分享你的话语。
Please help us to understand your word, to receive light and life.
求你帮助我们来明白你的话语，能够得着光和生命。
We pray that we'll be strengthened to live a life pleasing to you.
我们祷告我们的生命能刚强起来，能够过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
And that may hasten you and your kingdom to come.
能催促你和你的国快来。
Help us, Lord.
求你帮助我们。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主宝贵的名祷告。阿们。
Thank the Lord, I joined one of the Friday evening Bible studies group that finished the study of the books of the major prophets last year.
感谢主，我参加的周五的查经组，我们去年刚读完大先知书。
We just finished the book of Daniel at the end of last year.
去年年底我们刚读完但以理书。
From the beginning of this year, we studied the book of Ezra, one of the last three history books, Book of Ezra.
在今年的起手，我们刚开始读《以斯拉记》，这是历史书的第一本。
A book about the return of his people and the rebuilding of his temple.
这本书是关乎神子民的归回和重建神的圣殿。
When we put these books together side by side, we discover that it is quite meaningful.
当我们把这些书放在一起看的时候，我们就发现非常的有意义。
We see that God's work and the moving are directly related to the prayer of man.
我们发现神的作为和神的运行是和人祷告有直接的关系。
We probably know that Daniel was a man of prayer.
我们知道但以理是个祷告的人。
And I have heard of many of his stories.
我们也听过许多关于他的故事。
Today I would like to share two aspects of Daniel's life.
今天我要
for us as an example.
今天我要分享但以理生命的两方面来作为一个例子。
The first aspect is about Daniel as a person.
第一方面是关于但以理他的为人。
The second aspect is about Daniel's living.
第二方面是但以理的生活。
You know, when Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar was in power,
当巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒掌权的时候，
he invaded and occupied the city of Jerusalem.
他侵略并占领了耶路撒冷城。
He took many precious and holy vessels from the temple of God and put them into the temple of his idols.
他从耶路撒冷的圣殿里夺取了许多宝贵和圣洁的器皿，放到拜偶像的殿中。
He also took captive of a multitude of the Jews.
他也掳去了许多犹太人。
Selectively, he picked the cream of the crop, the best young man from Jerusalem to Babylon.
他也从耶路撒冷拣选了一些出类拔萃的最优秀的年轻人，把他们送到巴比伦。
He dined them, he wined them, he trained them so that they may serve him.
他赐给他们膳食，赐给他们酒，好叫他们将来能服侍他。
Daniel was one of those elites.
但以理也是这精英中的一位。
Let's take a look of this person, Daniel.
让我们来看看但以理的为人。
He did not forget his identity even when he was a captive in a foreign country.
当但以理被掳到外邦后，他仍旧没有忘记他的身份。
He did not forget that he is God's people and he belongs to God.
他没有忘记他是神的子民，他属于神。
Yes, that gourmet food from the royal kitchen, is from the royal kitchen, yet they were very possibly being offered to worship idols.
那些从皇家厨房出来的美味很可能是曾经祭过偶像的。
And it might be ceremonially unclean for God's people.
对神的百姓就是不洁净的。
So in Daniel chapter 1:8, as we just read, we see that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank.
所以在但以理书一章八节看到，但以理立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
This kind of purpose in his heart was pleasing to God. That's why Daniel was called the most beloved man.
这他心中的定义是讨神喜悦的，所以但以理被称为大蒙眷爱的人。
So in chapter 1 verse 9 it says, Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and the goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
但以理书一章第九节说，神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
In other words, God made Daniel found favor and mercy in the eyes of the chief eunuch.
换句话说，神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩。
It was not Daniel himself, but God. It's not Daniel himself found favor in man's eyes. Rather, God made him so.
不是但以理自己要讨人的喜悦，而是神使他如此。
Because he determined to stand on God's side.
因为他定义要站在神的这一边。
Besides this, God also gave him wisdom, knowledge, and wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to understand and to be able to interpret all kinds of vision and dreams.
不仅如此，神也赐给他智慧、知识、谋略，叫他能够解释一切的梦、异梦和异象。
We Christians are likewise are in a foreign land. We don't belong to this world.
我们基督徒也是住在外邦，我们不属于这世界。
Yet the things of the world, such as the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, easily defile us.
但这世界的事，如同肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，很容易就玷污我们。
Its traps are all over the place, especially on internet these days.
它的网络到处都是，尤其在今天的网络上。
If we determined, if we purposed in our heart not to be defiled by them,
如果我们心中定义不要被这些玷污,
we ought to be careful about what we see, where we go, and what we do.
我们就必须要留心我们所看见的，我们所去的，说我们所做的事。
Dear saints, let us remember our identity.
亲爱的圣徒，让我们记住我们的身份。
We are created in God's own image. We are redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord.
我们是按神的形象所造的，我们是被主的宝血所买赎回来的。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
We ought to be holy.
我们就必须圣洁。
Our brother mentioned in 1 Corinthians 3:16, Don't you know that we are the temple of God? And the Spirit of God dwells in us.
弟兄提到在哥林多前书那里说到，我们是神的圣，我们是神的殿，神的灵住在我们里面。
So, do not let this world defile us.
Let
alone to do things displeasing to God under the peer pressure or for the sake of being accepted.
因此我们不要被世界玷污自己，更不要因为同侪的压力或是要被人接纳而做不讨神喜悦的事。
This is what we can learn from Daniel as a person to be like.
这是我们可以从但以理身上所学到的他的为人。
Daniel was not only a man of God who set himself apart not to be defiled, but also he lived a life of reading God's word and praying to God.
但以理不仅分别他自己，不被这世界玷污，他也过着读经祷告的生活。
So let's take a look of the life which Daniel lived.
所以我们来看一看但以理所过的生活。
I will share 3 points about his life, his living.
我要交通三点。
First is Bible reading and a prayer.
第一是读经和祷告。
Second point is to set time aside to do so.
第二是要分别时间来做这样。
And thirdly, he waged a spiritual battle.
第三，他与这属灵的征战有份。
You know, from Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3,chapter 10, verse 12, we can see that Daniel was a man who read and prayed earnestly.
我们从但以理书第九章和第十章十二节看到，但以理他是一个恒心祷告的人。
His attitude of reading God's word was to set his heart to understand and humble before the Lord.
他读经的祷告的态度是专心求明白将来的事，而且在神面前刻骨己心。
With this attitude, when he read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 10, and chapter 25, verse 11 and 12, he found out an important thing.
他因为他有这样的态度，所以当他读耶利米书29章和耶利米书25章的时候，他就发现了这件事。
That the desolation of Jerusalem would end in 70 years.
就是耶路撒冷的荒凉会在70年后结束。
The Lord would visit them and cause them to return to Jerusalem.
耶和华要眷顾他们，而且带他们归回耶路撒冷。
And the Babylonian Empire would be made a perpetual desolation.
巴比伦帝国会成为永远的荒凉。
Indeed, in Daniel chapter 5, verse 30 and 31 says, On that very night, Daniel witnessed the falling of Babylon and the rising of Medes and Persia.
而在但以理书第五章三十节那里，就讲到但以理，他就亲眼见证到了巴比伦国的灭亡和波斯马代国的兴起。
The falling of a Babylonian empire signaled that the 70 years is completed.
巴比伦国的灭亡就表明了这七十年已经满了。
The prophecy of Jeremiah did happen.
耶利米的预言果然成就了。
This is about Daniel's reading the Bible.
这是关乎但以理读圣经。
When he saw this, he followed God's promise to pray.
当他看见这事，他就跟随着神的应许而祷告。
Because in Jeremiah 29, verse 12 to 14, says, Pray to me, I will listen to you. Seek me, I will be found by you, and I will bring you back from captivity.
在耶利米书二十九章十二节这里说，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们，你们寻求我就必寻见，我也必使你们从被掳之地归回。
Based on this promise, Daniel prayed.
根据这个应许，但以理就祷告了。
So in Daniel chapter 9 verse 3 he says, he set his face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications. He prayed earnestly with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes, and he prayed to the Lord his God and made confession.
在但以理书第九章第三节就看到，但以理禁食， 披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈祷恳求，而且他向祷告而且认罪。
What's happened then?
那里发生了什么事？
In book of Ezra chapter 1 verse and 2 says the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia.
在以斯拉记第一章第一节说耶和华激动波斯王居鲁士的心。
To let the Israelites to go up to Jerusalem and to build a house of the Lord God.
就让以色列人能够回到犹大的耶路撒冷为神建造殿宇。
This was not a coincidence. That was the result of Daniel's prayer responding to God's word.
这不是巧合，这是但以理向神答应是向神的祷告，根据神的应许。
He held on the word and the promise through Jeremiah to pray earnestly.
他借着神向耶利米所应许的，他就祷告。
God did answered and fulfilled.
神的果然答应了，而且应许了这祷告。
You know, although God is almighty, and his will and promise will definitely be fulfilled, the way of his doing things is through the prayer of man.
虽然神是全能的，他的应许一定会成就，但是他的成就的方法却是借着人。
He wants man to cooperate with him,Even only one person.
他要人与他同工，即使只有一个人。
To know his heart desire,
人知道
through seeking and reading his word.
借着寻求并读他的话语，能够知道他的心意。
To be one mind with him and pray to him according to his will.
能够与他同心，按着他的旨意来祷告。
Then he will act.
然后神就会行动。
I hope.We can see the importance, how important it is to read his word and pray.
我希望我们能够看见读经和祷告是何等的重要。
This will move God's hand to accomplish his will and plan.
这会摇动神的手，能够成就他的旨意和他的目的。
Let's reflect our own situation.
让我们来回顾我们自己的光景。
When we read the Bible, do we come before His Word with a heart to seek Him and find Him?
当我们读圣经的时候，我们是否有这样的心，要来寻求他，要来找着他？
Or just as a duty to check off one item on a to-do list?
或者我们只是尽个责任，要把我们的需要做的清单上打个勾。
When we pray, do we pray according to His will and the promise rather than our own will and ideas?
当我们祷告的时候，我们是否是根据他的旨意和他的应许，而不是根据我们自己的意思和想法？
Would God's will be fulfilled in us and through us?
神的旨意和神的目的是否能在我们里面且借着我们而成就？
Let us learn these matters from Daniel.
让我们从但以理身上来学习。
In addition, Daniel was not only a person set himself or he's not only setting himself apart as a person.
不仅如此，但以理不仅是将他自己分别出来。
His time of prayer, I believe also reading God's word, was also set aside.
而他读经祷告的生活也是分别出来的。
In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10 tells us, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
但以理书六章十节，但以理一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
That time of prayer belongs to God. Nothing can change it.
这祷告的时间是属于神的，没有人能改变。
Even casting into the lion's den cannot stop it.
甚至丢在狮子坑里也不能拦阻它。
Think about it.
我们想想看。
From teenage to late 80s, 70 years, daily, facing Jerusalem. Yes, his body was in Babylon, but his heart was always in Jerusalem.
从他青少年期一直到八十多岁，这七十年中间，他每天面对着耶路撒冷，三次祷告。当时他人虽在巴比伦，他的心却在耶路撒冷。
He lived a life of prayer without ceasing.
他过着不住祷告的生活。
In this matter of prayer, Daniel made a wonderful testimony and an excellent example to each one of us.
在祷告的事上，但以理为我们做了这美好的见证。
Oftentimes we say, we are too busy to read the Bible and pray.
我们常常会说，我们太忙了，我们没有时间读经祷告。
Daniel was a high-profile person, like a prime minister in the palace.
但以理是个身居要职的人，他是宫中的总理。
And he must be busier than anyone of us.
他一定比我们任何人都忙碌。
Yet he still have time to set aside to pray and have fellowship with God.
但他仍旧有时间分别出来祷告与神交通。
Compared to Daniel, it is not life-threatening for us to pray either.
与但以理相较，我们也祷告对我们来说也不是生命攸关的事。
If Daniel could live such a life of prayer, we should not have any excuse, or we should not have any excuse not to do so.
如果但以理都能过这样祷告的生活，那我们不应该有任何借口不如此做。
I'd like to make a little side note here.
我想再做一个，再多讲一些。
Yes, we have no excuse. We have to pray. We have to read God's word. And this is the first of the year. Everyone has a solution, a resolution. We want to read and pray.
是的，我们实在没有理由不读经祷告。这是新年的第一个月。
But I want to give you a heads up. When the rubber meets the road, we will discover some difficulties.
当我们真的开始行动的时候，我们就发现了一些难处。
When you read a word, I don't understand. It's boring.
当我们读主话的时候，我们就会说，哦，太难了，我不明白。
When I start to pray, yes, few days is okay. After a little while, oh Lord, why I repeat the same thing every day?
当我们开始祷告的时候，我们就说，哦，我们每次都重复同样的话。
Allow me to share a little secret with you.
让我跟你分享一些秘诀。
Reading the Bible and the prayer.Cannot be separated.
读经和祷告是不能分开的。
When you read a word, you need to pray.
当你读主的话的时候，你要祷告。
That's why we say seek.
所以我们说寻找。
Lord, help me.
主，求你帮助我。
I'm going to read. I don't understand. Help me to understand.
我要读经，我不明白，求你帮助我。
During the reading, you use the word to pray.
当你读的时候，你就用这些话语来祷告。
Believe me.You will find some wild honey.
相信我，你一定就能找一些至宝。
Your strength will be renewed.
你的能力就会被更新。
When you pray, okay?
当你祷告的时候。
Oh, prayer again.
Oh, 我就说哦，又祷告。
Take care of my dad, my mom, and myself, so I can do well in my school. Every day the same.
我父亲，我母亲，让我在学校能有好成绩，每天都一样的。
But take one verse.In the Bible you just read, bring that verse to the prayer.
你用你圣经里头读到那一节话，你带到祷告里。
Then you will have a fellowship with God.
然后你就会与神交通。
Very soon, some of the word will convict you.
很快的，这你就会真正明白这些话语。
You can confess, Lord, I'm sorry.Yesterday, I yelled at my mom.
你就会认罪。你说，主，我求你赦免我，因为我昨天我向我的母亲叫。
And you will reconsecrate yourself to the Lord.
你就会再次把自己奉献给主。
You say, Lord, maybe you do this in the morning. I say, Lord, I give this one day to you. Help me.
于是在早晨你就说，主，我把这一天献给你，求你帮助我。
You know what? I have been trying to figure out how Daniel can pray three times a day for 70 years without feel bored.
我一直在思想，但以理他怎么能一天三次祷告，祷告了70年，他不觉得厌烦。
Here's a little suggestion. We all can figure out, right? You seek. Why? How you could do this? Maybe, okay, this is just suggestion. Everyone do different thing. Three or few verses of Proverbs or Psalms in the morning. Only few verses.
这是我的建议，就是你每天早晨可以读几节诗篇或是箴言。
And have fellowship with God to deal with yourself as a person.
然后你就求神来对付你这个人。
And after lunch, maybe you can read, you can have a little bit more time to read the Old Testament or New Testament.
也是午饭以后，你就有更多的时间可以读新约或旧约。
You can intercede for your family members.
你可以为你的家人代求。
And after dinner, you may study the book that you are going to study on Friday evening.
那晚餐之后，你就可以读周五要读的圣经。
Don't forget with prayer.
不要忘记，你要带着祷告。
And you know, when you have such kind of seeking heart, the Lord will put someone in your heart so that you can intercede for your fellow brother and sister in the church.
当你有这样寻求的心，主就会把在教会里头的某一位弟兄姊妹放在你的心中，你可以为他代求。Setting
things aside for to do something.
你要分别时间来做这样事。We
have three meals.
我们有三餐。
Oops, sorry, it's lunchtime. I have to go, right?
哦，不好意思。
You set the time for lunch. You have to go.
哦，午餐时间到了，我就必须吃午餐。我们都分别时间来吃饭。
By the same token,
也同样的。
These three meals will remind us, at least that Daniel, three times a day, read his word and pray to him.
就如同我们吃三餐，我们也像但以理一样，三次来向主祷告。
Lastly, prayer is a spiritual battle.
最后，祷告是属灵的征战。You
know, being cast into the den of lion on the surface was because of the governor's and the satrap's jealousy.
丢在狮子坑里，从表面上来看，是因为那些总督的嫉妒。But
behind the scene, it was the enemy Satan.
但这背后是仇敌撒旦的工作。Satan
cannot stand such a person of prayer like Daniel. He has to get rid of him.
撒旦他不能容忍像但以理这样祷告的人，所以他必须除掉他。That's
why the Hades, right? The gate of the Hades. All the darkness started to fight with the Lord Jesus, to fight to even want to deceive Peter. Here, he wants to put him in the den of thieves. A den of the lions.
所以就如同在彼得身上，所有阴间的权柄都来笼罩他，而这里就是但以理就要被丢在狮子坑里。But
praise the Lord, Daniel prevailed.
但是赞美主，但以理得胜了。You
know, in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, 13, the archangel explained to Daniel he was late for answering his prayer.
在但以理书第十节这里，天使向他解释，他们来迟了。Yeah,
he said, you know, from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before the Lord, your word were heard, and I have come because of your word, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days.
从你第一日专心求明白将来的事，又在你神面前刻苦己心。你的言语已蒙应允，我是因你的言语而来，但波斯国的魔君拦阻我21日。And
in verse 20, even tells us that not only the prince of Persia, but the prince of Greece, you know, they get together. So there is a spiritual realm behind the physical one.
在20节看到，不止波斯的魔君，还有希腊的魔君，都在拦阻他。所以看到这里，在背后有一个属灵的征战。On
the surface, they are kingdom of Persia, kingdom of Medes, or kingdom of Babylon on this earth. But behind the scene, they are the prince of these things. Is in the spiritual realm.
在表面上看是在地上的波斯国、希腊国、马代国，但是在背后却是属灵，就有属灵的势力，就是波斯的魔君、希腊的魔君。And
there is a spiritual warfare is going on.
有个属灵的征战正在进行。And
the Bible reading and the prayer is involved in this spiritual battle.
读经祷告就是与这属灵的征战有份的。
Do we have such kind of experience of spiritual battle?
我们是否有这样属灵征战的经历？
As soon as we start to pray and read God's word, guess what? Phones rings. Our minds wanders. Text message sounds.
当我们一开始读经祷告的时候，电话铃就响了，我们的心思就开始游动了，这个短信就反就声音就出来了。
And we are easily sidetracked. And you went on spend on the internet for hours without notice.
我们常常就会被分心了，而我们却在这个网络上几个钟头，我们都没有察觉。
We may spend hours to communicate with this world. Yet we leave no time for our Lord to face out, to see His face, and to have fellowship with Him.
我们常用几个钟头来与这世界相交，但我们却没有时间来到主面前与他相交。
These days, young and old, made no difference. We all become the Bao family.
在这些日子，无论是年长的、年幼的，我们都一样，都成了低头族。
This is the enemy's trick and a scheme. We must be vigilant about it.
这是仇敌的阴谋和诡计，我们必须要警醒。
Now conclusion.
最后是结论。
Daniel had been through many empires and dynasties.
但以理经过了许多国度和朝代。
He was the witness to testify that any strong kingdom may perish and collapse just in one day.
他亲眼见证了，无论多强大的国度都会在一天之内就瓦解了。
In the vision of the great statue in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel saw through the human history.
在但以理第二章里头那个大象，借着这是但以理就看见人历史的终了。
That at the end, a rock was cut out without hand. That refers to Christ, the coming King.
在那里有一块非人手凿出来的石头，这里是指的要来的主耶稣，我们的王。
Which struck all king nations into pieces like chaff, carried away by wind, and to be found no more.
他将万国砸得粉碎，如同夏天禾场上的糠皮，被风吹散，无处可寻。
And this stone became a great mountain, which refers to his kingdom, and filled the whole earth.
打碎这像的石头变成一座大山，这大山就是指的他的国度，充满天下。
In other words, it's like I think a brother also mentioned in Revelation, all nations will pass away and it will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
就是在启示录里，我们弟兄刚才提到的，万国都会过去，都会成为我主和我主基督耶稣的国。
He shall reign forever and ever.
他要做王直到永永远远。
How about us?
我们如何呢？
In Daniel chapter 7, verse 18 and 27 says, The saints of the Most High shall receive and enjoy this kingdom.
但以理书七章十八节说，至高者的圣民必要得国享受。
How glorious and blessed it is to be God's kingdom people.
做神的子民的国度是何等的荣耀，是何等的蒙福。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us be today's Daniel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们能做今日的但以理。
Knowing our identity,
能知道我们
的身份，purposing in our heart,
能知道我们的身份，能在心中定义。
Negatively not let this world to defile us,
不让这世界玷污我们。
Positively to aim at the goal of entering into the eternal kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ abundantly.
向着这标杆直跑，能够丰丰富富进入主耶稣基督的国度。
For this goal,
为着这个标杆，
let us live a life of reading the Bible and pray.
让我们过读经祷告的生活。
Not a cliche, but as the example of Daniel.
让我们用但以理做我们的榜样。
To the end, preparing and waiting for the coming of the Lord.
到末了，我们就预备并等候主的再来。
When he comes,
当他来的时候
we may still be alive to see him face and face to go into the kingdom together.
我们也许还活着，能与他面对面进入他的国度。
Should we fall to asleep at first, we would be like Daniel in the last verse of the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 13.
也许我们已经睡了，我们就像但以理在但以理书最后一节所说的。
It says, "But you go your way till the end." That means you can go to sleep without any regret, for you shall rest.And will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days.
你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇。你可以安息，因为你不用有什么懊悔。到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。
What a glorious hope of assurance!
这有确据的盼望是何等的荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.Thank you for giving Daniel as our example.
亲爱的天父，感谢你让但以理赐给我们作为我们的榜样。
Help us to be a person, a right person before you, like Daniel.
叫我们在你的面前如同但以理一样做对的人。
Lord, we want to purpose in our heart, oh, not to be defiled by this world.
就我们要心中定义，不被这世界玷污。
And we want to pursue your kingdom.
我们要追求你的国。
Help us to live a meaningful Bible reading and a prayer life.
求你帮助我们过一个有意义的读经祷告的生活。
Help us.
求你帮助我们。
Your kingdom come.
你的国度要降临。
Your will be done.
你的旨意要成就。
In us and on earth as it is in heaven.
在我们在地上，如同在天上。
May all the glory.And the praise and the thanksgiving be to you.
愿一切的荣耀、感谢都归给你。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣宝贝的名，阿门。
Amen.